Upon hearing Ethel Waters sing the Dada strain and a jazz band play Papa Dee Dada, European painters take Jess Grew abroad. At home, young people cheer the Bayardoffer Devils, who've challenged Grand Opera to a duel at the Metropolitan Theater in Los Angeles. Thousands boo Verdi's triumph as a hometown decision. The looting continues until dawn. Worldwide Mutafika gives Jess Grew encouragement by putting it up, taking it in, and holding it out. On Wall Street, saxophones make a strong rally while violins are down. The ballet lingers on, death row and... this just in, outbreaks of Jess Grew 60 miles from New York City. 30,000 cases reported, including cows, chickens, sheep, and horses, disproving speculations that its effects are confined to the human species. Even the sap in the maple trees moves nasty. Local churches schedule last-minute midnight services to indulge in prayerful antidotes against the plague. Mary Lou Williams composes a Roman Catholic jazz mass, while outside in the rain, Jess Grew carriers chant, "Mary Lou, Mary Lou, what's wrong with you?"
The trolley car faces the Hudson River. A strange ship has been docked there, a huge black freighter. Blacks, many of them well-dressed, have been boarding and disembarking.
Funny. Ships haven't used that pier for years. Passenger's still back there. I think she's giving me the eye. Man, if I wasn't a married man.
The street is unusually quiet. Something's wrong, but he doesn't know what. He starts to enter the basement.
Wait a minute. Cars across the street.
Open up, man, between the eyes!
Rubberland grabs his forehead, but the blood pours out like fire hydrants gush water into the summer street.
Strange. I feel all right. Just getting weak. Losing consciousness.
Verbaline's mind has rushed out to the pavement. Yellow, red, blue, fire opals.
Lady, you have to get off now. This is the last stop.
Early rises from her seat and walks, swinging her hips down the aisle of the trolley car.
Hi there.
Would your husband mind if he had a drink with me?
All black men are my husband.
She eases closer to him, and through her skirt, he can feel her body.
You killed him! You didn't give him a chance. It wasn't necessary to shoot him like that. Like an animal.
Ah, so you don't like the way we handled your friend, huh? We'll see that yours will be quiet and traditional.
Charlotte, my dear, this is Biff. I was able to extricate myself from the Mutafika.
Say it again. I just awoke.
That's all right. I just a moment.
Just a second. Hang on.
Okay. Chief, here's some objects belonging to the Black Mutafika Burbling.
Put it on a desk.
Well, listen, I thought you might like to see this photo. It's a group shot taken at the Mumbo Jumbo Cathedral. Now, it looks like Erlene, Berbalang, Papa Lavas, and that girl Charlotte.
What?
It's gonna show up.
Maybe I'll come over and see you. Half an hour?
Yes. Do come over.
War hero slays Art Napper. Depraved Black Mutafika dead. More arrests predicted. Manhattan, 1920s. Today, Biff Musselwhite, fearless curator of the center of art detention and consultant to Yorktown police, shot and killed Burbalang the Bad, cute black bandit and leader of the gang of dope-sniffing, self-styled Mutafika. Shooting occurred shortly after he freed himself from a hideout where he was being held for ransom in the gang's wild scheme to exchange the well-known city father for the ugly coffee-flipped
old-neck
head.
I didn't know you knew that.
By subduing Thor
Winterfell,
misguided tycoon son who had joined the band of freaks in this scantily clad
Sandy and the mosques.
Trapped inside the headquarters,
the scratch your alabaster back.
Shoot it out.
What are you going to do?
You can't confess it.
And hero. Come and get me, coppers, this page shouted, followed by his wild and bizarre laughter.